Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Friday in March, because we're taking a break in February, so we can get some R&R.
But before we bring on our guests, I'd like to thank all my listeners, the ones in the United States, especially my friend Halsey in Baltimore, Maryland. I know it's cold up there, baby. So you and Aubrey better bundle up and get real close, you know. You know, they say sex and body heat makes things get better, so you do what you got to do. And all my other friends in France, Germany, Senegal, Australia, the U.K., Canada, Nigeria, Cameroon, Africa, Singapore, Japan, Pakistan, Iraq, Peru, Russia, India, Netherlands, Portugal, St. Vincent, St. Grenadine, Caribbean Islands, Indonesia, and the new ones that came aboard, Turkey, Norway, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Bulgaria, and New Zealand. So, yes, we're growing all over the globe. But I want to say hello first before we get started to my wonderful co-host, Chris. How you doing, darling?
Hello. Happy Friday.
Hey, baby. And now before we're going to bring on this dynamic woman. She's cute, she's smart, she's a CEO, she's a self-mastery coach, and you can just reach her at I am Tracy Knight, TracyKnight, and we're going to bring that around before she gets off, and if we can't get our questions out, she will do a part two. So if you got any questions out there, just dial 347-945-6003 and hit the one key, and I will unmute your mic. If not, just stay in the background. Can't nobody hear you. Do what you do. And on that note, hey, Tracy.
Hey, Terry. How are you? Hey, Chris. It's good to talk with both of you and to be live on the show broadcasting globally. To bring
yes.
people into a new level of consciousness in 2019. Super excited to be here.
Yeah, and we are happy to have you. Mm-hmm. And this year we started to just go back to like a half hour. We usually started at 2 hours, went down to one, now to a half hour because, you know, we feel like, you know, we can get the meat in. If we don't get it all in, there can always be a part two. So how did you come about starting your self-mastery, you know, thing, and what made you do that? What was the catalyst?
Well, first of all, the concept of self-mastery is something that I have spent the last 20 years in pursuit of. And it's really, when I think about self-mastery, what I think about is this lifetime journey of moving towards being the best version of myself. And it really started, as I said, about 20 years ago when I woke up one day and really realized that even though I had done everything that people told me that I should do in order to be happy, go to school, get married, buy property, get a, you know, have a great career, you know, just the checklist, travel, this, that, and the third, have friends, that is what would help you to feel happy and fulfilled. And
mm-hmm.
I was waking up crying. Like, why am I not feeling the sense of fulfillment that everybody is talking about? And so it was in that moment, and actually what happened is that led to a health malady that just really threw me for a loop. And so, you know, I tell people, if you get sick enough and you really want to live, and that's both physiologically and emotionally, if you are sick enough and you really want something different, you'll pursue that. And so I began the pursuit of taking back my own power. And that taking back my own power meant that I took this journey to really figure out, who am I? And that is the preeminent question behind self-mastery, is understanding, who are you truly? When you strip away everything material, when you strip away everything.
And, you know, a lot of wake up saying, what am I supposed to do? Because they're not satisfied where they are in life. You know, so what was the first step you took to change your life? Because, I mean, we all go through stuff, and some people don't know when enough is enough. So that day you woke up crying and said, I done did everything some people told me to do. I'm bought land. I got married to this guy. I don't even know if I want to be with him. You know, I did all this. I got a good job. And I'm still feeling unfulfilled. What was your first thing you did to make the change? What was the thing that you did to make the change? Because you did everything else.
Yeah, so I tell people that the first step in anything is always a decision. See, life is about choices, period. And that sounds real simplistic, but people don't understand that we can't get around the notion of choice. We have been given the power to create our lives. And so most people walk around in an unconscious state making decisions, even if there is no decision, that is a decision in and of itself. And so most people walk around, they're not making conscious decisions, they're allowing life to blow them in the wind. And then that lands them someplace, and then they say, oh, well, this must be how it's supposed to be. So the first step for me was that I decided to, this wasn't enough for me, and that I was going to pursue something different. So a decision was the first step. And then the next step for me was really asking for help. And so it wasn't asking for help outside of myself. I knew that I had gotten all the guidance that I needed outside of myself, and the only place I had not visited was inside. So I began to develop and cultivate this relationship with the part of me that's intangible, and I started asking the question, like, reveal to me, reveal me to me, you know, reveal yourself to yourself. So reveal me to me. What is it that I need to be doing? Where should I be? And so what happened is it directed me to the right questions to ask, the right books to read, the right people to talk to, the right communities to be a part of. And I was really open at that point, because the one thing is for sure, it's not, a lot of times pain and suffering brings about change. And I was really at that point.
Okay. Well, Chris, I know you have a question for our guests. You can ask your question, darling.
All right. Well, my question is, what advice would you give our listeners who want to change their life? What's the first thing they should do?
Well, as I just indicated, making a decision. And when we talk about self-mastery, we're really talking about mastery in multiple areas of our life. So we have the totality of who we are, obviously the sense of unfulfillment. But there are some people who have some very targeted areas that they really want to focus on. There's some things that are very tangible, like our finances. You know, when we get tired, when we get sick and tired of being broke and broken and chasing dollars, sometimes we are wealthy and we feel unfulfilled. And so the desire to master our finances or to master wealth in our life is one sort of pathway around self-mastery. Then there is the mastery of love, not just self-love, but love in relationships, intimacy, familial relationships. And so with that, we begin to pursue that. Now, that requires something that most people are quite frightened of, and that is the state of being vulnerable. So in my coaching practice, one of the things that we begin to address right off the bat is, number one, being in integrity with yourself. It's very difficult for you to do any type of self-mastery work, whether it's just to focus on developing yourself or to develop and cultivate relationships with other people. There are a lot of people that are lonely and really want to have close, intimate relationships, but they're not really willing to open themselves up and to be vulnerable. So the first thing you have to do is to get into integrity with yourself. That means being able to tell yourself the truth. If you're shut down emotionally, there is no way that you can have a healthy, loving, intimate relationship that is reciprocal if you're not willing to do it. And the reason is because you can only attract that which you are. So if you want to see where you are emotionally, look at the people that you're attracting into your life. And then the other form of self-mastery has to do with your health. So there are many different pathways you can take, and depending on the journey, will oftentimes sort of define the areas that we really focus on. But I find that relationships and money and career are really, really big ones.
I understand. And on that note, Tracy, we're going to take a little small break, and we'll be back in 2 and 2. Y'all stay with us.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. It's just been really good. Sorry I haven't been there. Yeah. Oh, I forgot, but I will be there next week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey, man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. For things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day, going day.
No! Who is this? Why is he in my house?
Who are you, man?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh, my girlfriend.
Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
I just wanna be a good man, tell me the girl, that's all I wanna be, hey, that's all I wanna be, baby, that's all I wanna be, baby, so I just wanna be a good man, tell me the girl, that's all I wanna be, baby. Wanna wear it like a medal, tell them that I'm a spoken for fellow. The lady say hello like I'm who they wanna be. I do everything with my left, I know you see. Trifling, listen baby, I ain't nowhere near perfect, but I promise to make it all worth it. Giving you the things to be the man you deserve it. Making sure you're smiling, way more than you're hurting. Taking my time to hear you when you're talking. Reminding you how bad you are often. Keep them legs shaking, making love and making sure you understand that it's in my plan. So I just wanna be a good man, good man. Good, that's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be. I just wanna be a good man, good man. Good, that's all I wanna be. That's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be. Tell the truth, truth. Tell the whole damn truth. Never leaving out the parts I know gon' upset you. Never doing things that I ain't got no business doing. When you're around, when you're not around, I respect you. And I would never make a fool out you, baby. No, I never make a fool out you, baby. I'm making sure you can trust me beyond a shadow of a doubt. So when them bras run up on you with my name in their mouth, you tell them you can be gone with all that. Cause you know what we got is beyond all that. You know we got that real thing. Gonna be the object of some hating. But we gon' be alright, we gon' be alright. Making love after every fight. Girl, from the day I put that ring up on your hand, in front of friends and fam, I had a plan. And my plan is to be a good man, good man. Girl, that's all I wanna be. That's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be. La 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 la.
welcome back, everybody, to Unmask. And I want to thank again all my listeners from north to south and east to west. And real quick, we're going to get our special guest on here, Tracy Knight, who is a self-mastery coach. And, Tracy, is there anything or classes that you hold or books that you have where someone can get some help from you?
Absolutely, absolutely. So you definitely can visit our website at iamtracyknight.com, and there's where you can find our courses. So we've got some e-courses that are getting ready to come online, but right now we offer our regular group coaching series, which is well underway right now. And so we also offer one-on-one coaching for individuals that are looking for a little bit more personalized attention. And then finally, we have our 40-day journey to self-love that is in final publication and will be coming out at the end of February. So there's so many things, so many opportunities for people to really reach out and get the support. The reason that I do this, Terry and Chris, I tell you, is because I know what it feels like to be alone, or to feel like you are alone. I know what it feels like to be unclear about what your next step should be. I know what it feels like to feel like you've done everything that you can and you don't know where next to turn. So we stand in that gap here and ready to serve and support.
And that's awesome, because everyone has either been there or there right now, quiet as kept. God can relate to that. So I'm going to let Chris go ahead and ask this question.
All right. My question is, I think this is a good question that I think a lot of people would ask this. Do you think fulfillment can come from having a sense of humor and a love for human kindness?
I couldn't hear the first part of what you was saying.
I couldn't hear the first part.
I said, do you think that fulfillment, mastering, become clearer with a sense of humor and a love for human kindness?
Did you say film? F-I-L-M? I'm not understanding the first part of the question.
Yeah.
Fulfillment.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so, Chris, a really, really great question, because, first of all, fulfillment comes from, and I do believe that fulfillment is one aspect of self-actualization. And so one of the things that we learn when we're on this journey to becoming a master of ourselves is to learn how to love and accept ourselves as we are. And that sense of just accepting who we are, most of the time we're pursuing and chasing something that's outside of ourselves. So that sense of fulfillment comes from really being able to look at ourselves, all of our strengths, all of our shortcomings, and to find the beauty in that, to find the joy in that, to be able to find the strength in that. One of the things that I had to do was to really learn how to embrace failure and to be able to pursue situations that would create failing opportunities for me, and to find some sense of joy and fulfillment in that, because what I was doing is stretching and growing myself. So when you ask me, could you find fulfillment in that way, the answer is absolutely yes. Now, you also asked about laughter. When you're able to look at yourself and you're making mistakes and you can laugh about that, that's self-acceptance. That creates the sense of peace. Now you're no longer pursuing anything outside of yourself. You realize that life is becoming your own little playground. And then the other thing that you get as a result of that is you enjoy sharing that with other people, with humankind. And whether it be through service or, you know, one of the things I do a lot of, and in fact I'm speaking at a conference tomorrow, is a lot of mentorship. It gives me nothing but sheer pleasure to talk to college students, to support them in getting what has taken me took me over 40 years to get, and to assist them in getting this by the time that they're 20, it gives me nothing but sheer joy. So
awesome.
The answer to that is yes. Great question.
Well, Tracy, we're going to have to wrap. So we need you to again reiterate how they can get a hold of you, and as well as your media sites they can reach out to you. Maybe there's a phone number they can talk one-on-one about what they need, because it's good that you said that everybody at first, when they look at themselves and where they want to go, they got to embrace the flaws too, and don't beat yourself up, because we all got some things that we need to turn around. So could you give out the information, and can always connect with me after the show, and, you know, because what you do is a lot of information that goes with that, we can also put you in the calendar for April because we're booked up for March. But, yes, tell us how to reach you again, and we're going to take this thing
okay.
home.
All right. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Chris. So I would love, and I am waiting to hear from those people who are ready to be to take back, transform, and win at their own life. And they can reach us at our website, which is I Am Tracy Knight, and Tracy is spelled T-R-A-C-E-Y, and then Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T.com. They also can reach us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at I Am Tracy Knight, and they can reach me on LinkedIn at just Tracy Knight. And then I'll also give our office phone number, which is 404-849-8977. And then finally, the easiest way to reach us is to text. If they will simply text the two words self-mastery, two words, to the number 444-999, they can get immediately in contact with us and be added to our mailing and distribution list.
Sounds good, darling. So you got to give me a call a little later on. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in this evening on Friday. And wherever you are, stay warm, bundle up, and do what you got to do, because that chill is real. And we're going to take this thing home. Good night, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you, Terry. Bye. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome, darling.
Yeah.
I will you.